It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. On the birding calendar, it is tough to top spring and fall migration for diversity of species. And then there's the ever-popular Christmas bird count. But after that, midwinter can seem like a less obvious time to appreciate the birds of New York City. But WNYC's Kate Hines is here to say no, this is the perfect time to catch up on your duck watching. Kate Hines joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Why is this the time for ducks?
Well, simply put, they are here right now. Like when we think of all of the species of ducks that hang out in New York City or pass through, most of them are here in the fall and the winter. They're not here year-round. They head up to Canada or the Arctic Circle way in the north to breed and to nest. So fall and winter is hot duck season. And it's also like a more mellow time to go birding because unlike, you know, spotting warblers in the spring who move around 20 feet above your head and really frenetic, like they've just chugged a double espresso, ducks tend to be calmer and easier to spot. I talked to a birder that I know, Gloria Hong. She takes wonderful photographs and she birds in Central Park. And she says winter is her favorite time to bird because there are fewer people in Central Park and it's really calming to watch them. Ducks, not the people.
They glide on the water. They're comical on land the way they walk. I feel like more at peace watching ducks than I do other types of birds.
What ducks can you see now? What are your favorites? And please, I hope they have some really cool bird names.
Ducks have awesome names. And it's hard to play favorites, but I will start with a really good one, a bufflehead.
Boy, delivering the names right away.
Buffleheads, North America's smallest diving duck. The males are black and white, and the black on their faces is iridescent in the sun. It's just beautiful. It's like an oil slick with a rainbow kind of aura around it. The females are more understated and beautiful and brown, and they're fun to watch because they'll be bobbing along the surface of a pond, and they're diving ducks, so all of a sudden, they're gone. Like, they just go below the surface of the pond. You don't see them, you don't see them, you don't see them. 30 seconds go by, and then pop, they pop up, like, 20 feet away. So they're fun to watch. Another duck that is super fun to watch are called northern shovelers. Excellently named. The name is reflected in their bill, which looks like a little shovel. The males are a beautiful green and russet, white and black, and the females are beautifully patterned. But the thing about shovelers that is so cool to watch is their feeding behavior. They sweep their heads underwater while looking for food, and then they spin in circles in really large groups. So if you see a huge group of ducks swimming in like a whirlpool pattern on a pond, you're seeing northern shovelers. So they are just also fascinating to watch. And then the third duck I want to highlight is called a wood duck. It's just a stunner of a duck. Technically, they're here all year round, but they're too awesome to leave out. They have these incredibly bizarre shaped heads that look like they're wearing a baseball cap backwards, and they're just visually breathtaking. They're almost like the Mandarin duck of the local duck population.
Okay, and where are the best spots to see ducks in the area?
Well, in Manhattan, you have, of course, Central Park, which has the pool sort of up near 100th Street and the reservoir, which has tons of ducks and the lake. These are all really great spots to see ducks. But Queens is really like the star of the duck scene in New York. My favorite birding spot in the whole city is Jamaica Bay National Wildlife Refuge, which is in Queens, and it encompasses a huge swath of land. But the actual wildlife refuge itself, which is off of Cross Bay Boulevard, has two separate ponds, not to mention lots and lots of bay access. So it's just great for watching ducks and geese. Also in the area is Floyd Bennett Field. I like to duck on the shore near the Marine Parkway Bridge, where you can see mergansers and loons and all kinds of sea ducks. Then you go to Breezy Point, which is, you know, sort of at the southern tip of Queens. Fabulous sea ducks there, too. You can see long-tailed ducks and eiders and scoters. Jacob Reese has great ducks. Coney Island has great sea ducks. And then in Staten Island, you have Great Kills Park, which not only has good ducks, but occasionally you can find a snowy owl.
All right. Is there any particular duck on your list you're really hoping to spot this winter?
I know that this is about New York City, but I want to say I once took a 110-mile road trip just to see one specific duck in New Jersey. and that duck is a harlequin duck. And they are reliably spotted off of the jetty at the Barnegat Lighthouse on Long Beach Island. And all you have to do is Google harlequin duck, and you will understand why I drove for 2 hours to see one. They're just amazing.
I know that spot. It's a beautiful spot as well.
Gorgeous. Also saw my first purple sandpiper there.
Okay, worth a drive for that alone. WNYC's Kate Hines, thank you for joining us, and happy winter birding.
Thank you so much, David.